What does a general contractor actually manage? Because it's not just showing up and swinging hammers. General contractor project management is what you're really paying for, and understanding it changes everything about how you hire. In today's episode, we're breaking down the 13 fundamentals of what a great GC does every single day, and why the construction schedule is the single most revealing thing you can ask any contractor candidate. If you're planning a build or remodel, this episode is for you. I'm Bill Reed, your home building coach. Let's dig in. Welcome to the Awakened Homeowner. Thinking about a new home or remodel, but feeling lost in a maze of decisions? You're in the right place. I'm William Reed, and for over three decades, I've coordinated the design and construction of hundreds of remodel and new home projects. I know the process can feel overwhelming, but trust me, you can do this. Here, we break it all down step by step so you can feel confident, empowered, and even excited about your project. No stress, no guesswork, just the guidance you need to bring your dream home to life. Let's dive in. All right. Welcome back, everyone. Bill Reed here, your home building coach. And if you've been following along with the mini series, you know we've been building a really solid foundation around one of the most important decisions that you'll ever make: who builds your project? Actually, in episode 45, we pulled back the curtain on general contractors, who they are and how they're different from subcontractors, and the Fred versus Ace framework for thinking about different contractor types I used. We talked about license verification, and we talked about what to watch for when you're just starting to evaluate candidates. So if you missed episode 45, go back and give it a listen. It's going to give you a little bit of context and what we're going to be talking about today. So here's where we are. We know who a general contractor is now, but knowing who someone is isn't the same as knowing how good they are. And that's exactly what today is all about. So today we're going to be taking a deeper dive on the attributes of quality general contractors. And I want to give you a quick map of what we're going to be covering. So my book lays out three pillars of a general contractor quality. You'll also hear me use the term GC, or you can also be called a home builder if you're a general contractor. But we'll be looking at the three pillars of these people when it comes to their expertise, their project management, and their team building skills. And today we're covering the first two in depth, and we're going to be spending a lot of time on scheduling, which falls under the world of project management. And in my 35 years of experience, the single most revealing thing you can ask a general contractor about. So now here's an important flag. Team building, meaning how great a general contractor assembles and manages their employees, subcontractors, and supplier relationships, is a really rich topic that absolutely deserves its own episode. So we're planting that flag today and telling you it's coming. And it's not far, so stay with us. So really, by the end of this episode, you're going to have a genuine framework for evaluating any general contractor candidate you sit across from, not just a checklist, an understanding of how a great contractor thinks and operates, so you can tell the difference. So let's get into it. All right, so let's start at the top. The value that a general contractor provides to your project can be summed up in three things: expertise, project management, and team building. Three things, in my opinion. There's a lot more that a contractor does on a day-to-day basis, but these are the attributes of a general contractor that if they're missing some of these, you're sort of dead meat. So now, I want to be transparent with you. We're going deep on expertise and project management today, and we're spending serious time on scheduling, which is part of the project management and deserves every minute we give it. Team building is being saved for its own episode because it's that important. But here's why I want to introduce all three right now, because together they form the framework you use to evaluate a general contractor. And I want you to understand the whole picture before we zoom in. So here's the thing about most homeowners, and I say this with total empathy because I understand how the system works. Most people hire a contractor based on referrals and Google reviews. And I'm not saying those things don't matter. They do, but here's the problem with relying on them alone. Reviews tell you about somebody else's project. They tell you about a specific moment in time, specific type of job, a specific set of circumstances. These three pillars, they give you a way to evaluate how a contractor will perform on your project. That is a fundamentally different thing. Okay, so let's start with the first. We've got experience and we have expertise. The two words sound like the same thing, but they're not. Experience means you've done a lot. Expertise means you've done a lot and you've learned from it and you've applied those lessons intelligently to the work you do now. You can have 30 years of experience and still be making the same mistakes you made in year three. That's experience without expertise. What you need for your project is an expert. So here's a really useful mental model that I put in my book. A qualified GC is like a senior project manager or an executive in any other industry. They possess specific skills and experiences. They understand the big picture and the overall goals, and they know how to assemble a team with the specific skill sets required to accomplish those goals. Now, does a senior project manager at a tech company know how to code? Maybe, but they don't have to. What they have to do is understand enough about what their developers are doing and hold them accountable, spot problems, and make intelligent decisions. A GC really is the same way. Your GC doesn't need to know how to pull wire or sweat a copper pipe, but your GC absolutely needs to hold your electrician and plumber accountable for installing their systems per the plans, per the scope of work, and per the building codes. That's the distinction. A GC needs to know a little about a lot and a whole lot about how to hold the right people accountable. So what does real expertise look like in practice? A few things here. An expert GC reads your plans and specifications fluently. They don't just glance at them and nod. They mentally build your project from that flat document before they ever quote you a price. They anticipate problems before those problems become expensive surprises. They know the trades well enough to push back when something isn't right, and they're always learning because the construction industry is constantly evolving, especially in this day and time. Codes change, new materials come out, new methods emerge, and an expert GC keeps up with all of that. So you may remember Fred versus Ace. So where does the expertise live? In my previous episode, I used a short little vignette of two contractors, Fred and Ace, to kind of illustrate the different types of contractors that are rolling around your neighborhood. Now, I want to bring them back in here for just a minute, Fred and Ace. If you were with us in episode 45, you know Fred had hands rough as granite, been building homes since he was digging ditches at 10 years old. Fred has deep hands on experience. He knows how a building goes together from the ground up. That's real value. And Ace, button-down shirt, clean truck, came up through construction management. Ace has built expertise in a broader sense, scheduling, systems, client communication, keeping up with technology and construction advances. So here's kind of the honest truth. The ideal is both. You want Fred's knowledge of how a building physically comes together combined with Ace's expertise in managing the full complexity of a project. If you can find one person who bridges both or a team that covers both, that is the sweet spot. The question you want to ask any GC candidate is, where are you strong and where do you have someone else filling in? That question alone will tell you a lot. All right, so let's talk a little bit about how you can test this during an interview with a general contractor. So how can we really verify the expertise when you're sitting across from someone? You ask questions that require them to demonstrate it, not just describe it. We've been building for 25 years is a description. Here's how we handle a design conflict that comes up during framing. Let me walk you through the process. That's a demonstration. So if you find yourself when you're probing this general contractor and you feel like maybe he's getting a little defensive or vague when you probe into their process, that tells you something. Genuine expertise is confident. It doesn't need to be defensive. It's happy to explain. So that's expertise. Now let's talk about what a great GC actually does every single day: project management. Here's the line I want you to take away from this segment. Project management is what you are paying a general contractor for. Not just showing up, not just swinging hammers, managing the project, all of it from start to finish. And I want to make that concrete because most homeowners have never thought about the full scope of what project management actually involves. So let me walk you through the fundamentals. These come straight from my book and all of my experience. And I've lived every single one of them. So I've kind of pinned it down to 14 fundamentals of general contractor project management. One, they disseminate your plans and specifications into a multifaceted battle plan. These drawings that your architect created, your GC takes those and turns them into an actual action plan that they can execute across dozens of people and hundreds of tasks. Two, they prepare detailed project schedules that allocate the right resources, the right people, the right materials to each task. We're going to spend a whole separate segment on scheduling, so hold tight. Three, they disperse pertinent information to every member of the team. The right subcontractor gets the right information at the right time. The electrician knows what they're installing. The tile setter knows the scope, and the materials are on site waiting for them when they arrive. Four, they utilize a schedule to procure materials in a timely manner. Materials have to be there when the trade shows up. If the cabinets aren't there, the cabinet installer walks. If the insulation isn't there, the insulation crew moves to another job. The schedule drives the procurement of the materials. Think about the procurement of materials as feeding the animals on your job site. And if you don't give them the materials on time, this is where a project can really fall apart and often is a common problem. And it also can stem from you as the homeowner or your design team early on and not specifying all of these materials with the proper specifications, make and model numbers, grout colors, paint colors, and understanding if the material really is available and how long it takes to get it. And a qualified expert general contractor builds those into the project schedule so that that material arrives in a timely manner. Five, they deploy subcontractors and employees to the job site per the schedule. This sounds simple. It's not. Coordinating 22 different trade contractors across a project that runs for months is genuinely complex. And that's why I call this a battle plan, because once you develop a battle plan, you know, and you go into, we'll call it war, I guess, you're improvising on day one. And that's what the scheduling is all about. And like I said, I'm gonna dive into that a little bit more over the course of this podcast. Six, they supervise construction methods, what materials are used, and how equipment is installed. This is quality control happening in real time on site every day. Seven, they implement and monitor the quality level throughout the entire project, not just at the end with your punch list. They do it throughout the course of the project. Eight, they maintain the schedule on a regular basis, not just build one once in a file and then and you never see it again. They update it. They track against it. They adjust it when reality diverges from the plan. This is a common problem in the world of general contracting. If a general contractor even does any scheduling to begin with, what I mean by that is a documented schedule within a software program that can be easily updated and shared with you as the client, and also the subcontractors and the suppliers. Nine, they communicate with all parties, your architect, any owner's agent, and you, the homeowner. And we're going to talk more about communication in a moment because it is more important than most people realize. 10, they request and attend all building department inspections. There are required inspections at multiple points in construction, and your GC is responsible for managing all of them. 11, they provide budget tracking during construction, helping you understand where the money is going in real time. And that is going to be directly related to the type of contract that you executed with your general contractor, whether it's a fixed price, cost plus, time and material. And I have an episode coming up, probably a series of episodes on that, because there's a lot of different pros and cons to each of those. 12, they initiate and manage change orders. When something changes and things always change, there's a process for how that gets documented and priced. And 13, they complete the project on time. That's really their mission, is completing the project on time. And that's the list. I think I said 14 to begin with, but it's really 13. And this is what a great project manager does. And when you look at the full scope of it, I hope you can see why I say, if your GC isn't managing all of that, you are. And you didn't sign up for that, and you're in a really bad spot, because there's a pretty good chance you don't know what you're doing. Okay, I want to call out one of the most underrated skills that is required and often missing from a general contractor: communication. A GC who is technically brilliant but communicates poorly will still cost you money. Here's why. Ambiguity is expensive. Surprises are expensive. When there's a breakdown in communication between your GC and the architect, between your GC and you, between your GC and the subs, problems grow in the dark until they become change orders, delays, and disputes. So here are two specific questions to ask any general contractor candidate during an interview. How often will I hear from you during construction? What does your weekly update look like? And second, what's your protocol when something unexpected comes up? Something that wasn't on the plans? Something that changes the scope or the cost? Their answers will tell you a lot. A contractor with a clear process for both of those things is a contractor who's going to be the easiest to work with when things get complicated. And something always gets complicated. And by the way, this is one of those places where the ace type contractor tends to shine. That elevated professionalism ace brings to the table, a big part of it is communication, systematic updates, documented decisions, clear processes for change orders. If your candidate leans more towards the Fred style, great at building, maybe not as buttoned up on communication, it's worth asking who on their team handles the project management side, because those things have to be covered. All right, quick reminder, everybody. Everything we're talking about today and so much more is in the Awaken Homeowner book. At less than 0.1% of your project cost, it's the best investment you'll make. Grab your copy on Amazon and keep it by your side throughout your entire project. Trust me, you'll refer to it again and again. All right, so we've covered expertise and the full scope of project management. Now I want to go deep on the one element of project management that I believe tells you more about a GC than almost anything else: the construction schedule. All right, this is a big one, and your project schedule is the linchpin of a project. So I want to kind of go deep in this one, because in 35 years of residential construction, I have come to believe that a construction schedule is the single most revealing thing you can ask a general contractor about. It tells you almost everything about how they operate. So let's spend some real time here. Managing a project really comes down to tackling the one thing we don't have complete control over: time. We cannot stop time. We cannot slow it down. The next best thing is to manage it efficiently and effectively. And that is precisely what a construction schedule is designed to do. A construction schedule is built on foresight, planning, material procurement, resource allocation, and most of all, persistent communication. You could order all the tile, but if you never double check if it got ordered or if it's not going to be here on time with communication, you've basically made a diving play at shortstop, but you threw the ball 10 feet over the head of the first baseman, if you catch my drift. So this kind of sounds like something any professional would do, right? Well, here's the problem. A lot of GCs fly by the seat of their pants when it comes to scheduling. And when that happens, and when there's no real schedule guiding the project, you get unnecessary delays, cost overruns, and missed expectations. Sound familiar? If you've talked to anyone who's been through a construction nightmare, scheduling, or the lack of it, is almost always at the center of the story. So here's a line I need you to write down. If there's no schedule, you aren't getting what you paid for. That is a full stop. So now let me explain a term you're going to hear in construction circles, critical path. And I promise it's simpler than it sounds. Critical path is the concept that in any project, whether you're designing software, building a robot, or constructing a house, some things must happen before other things can happen. That's it. It's sequential logic. That's it. It's sequential logic. You can't put countertops in without the cabinets in place. You can't install the tile before the substrate is done. You can't close the walls before the rough inspections are signed off. These are sequential dependencies, and a good construction schedule maps all of them out so nobody is waiting around for something that should have been done 3 days ago, right? So let me give you a real-world example of what happens when critical path isn't being managed. Imagine your project is under construction, you've got trades coming and going, things are moving, and you feel like it's all going great. And then your GC calls you, and they say, hey, what tile do you want for the master bathroom? We need it Monday. And you haven't picked it out. You haven't even started looking. You maybe have 3 tile options bookmarked on Pinterest and nothing else. So what happens? Something has to give, right? Option 1, the tile installer gets delayed waiting for you to select and order the tile. The schedule gets pushed. And because the schedule is pushed, other things get pushed. The grouting, the painting, the plumbing fixtures. And suddenly your move-in date is 3 weeks later than you expected. Option 2, you rush to pick the tile under pressure, you order something, and you spend 3 times what you planned because you were paying for the rush delivery. Option 3, the quality of the decision suffers. You end up with something you don't love because you have 48 hours to make a decision that you should have taken 2 weeks. This is an absolute common problem, and this goes all the way back to the design process that I've spoken about into the specifications series within the step 2 of the design process, design development. If things are not picked out and specified, if too many things are deferred beyond that step in the design process, this is where it surfaces. And can you imagine if you had 20 or 30 of these things surface during construction? It happens all the time because there was never anybody with the knowledge or the interest to actually plan a project out properly. So that tile is sitting there on Monday morning, piled up with the grout colors there and the grout material there, packaged, and everything is ready to go. And for you contractors out there, this is the way that you manage a project and keep the morale up for your subcontractors and your employees. There's nothing worse than being an employee or a subcontractor and showing up in a job and it's not ready. This is a way that for you to build loyalty with your team by looking out for them, working for them. Think about it a little bit differently. Working for them, positioning them to be successful. Because guess what? If they're successful, you're successful. And these 3 scenarios I just gave you, these often happen all at once. And that is what an unscheduled project looks like from the inside. And that tile story, I've lived that story more times than I can count. Sometimes as a contractor, sometimes watching it happen to others. A well-managed schedule prevents it. And that's going back 25 or maybe even 30 years. I recognize that in principle, and developed formatted schedules so that that would never happen again. So what should a real construction schedule look like? What should it include? It goes well beyond a list of tasks. A complete project schedule should include material ordering. You know, sometimes people just think, well, the day we start demo, let's start doing a schedule from there. And that's true, that you do want to begin your project schedule from a construction implementation and execution, we'll call it, standpoint. But none of that really matters if you haven't managed the special lead time items. So a complete project schedule includes the special order materials that take lead times, like order windows, because windows, custom doors, specialty cabinets, tile, appliances, and many, many, probably hundreds of other things, they have lead times. You don't just push a button and it shows up the next day. Some of these lead times could be 2 weeks. Some of these lead times could be 6 months. Cabinetry is a good example where cabinets could take three, you know, for custom cabinetry, it could take, you know, 8, 10, 12 weeks. Windows could take that same amount of time. So your GC knows when to order them, and that date comes from the schedule. It should show you when each subcontractor is scheduled in the project, and those subs need to be notified weeks, sometimes months in advance. A good sub, an electrician, or a plumber with a full roster of jobs genuinely appreciates getting a schedule from their GC because it allows them to plan their own workload. When a GC calls a sub at the last minute, the sub may not be available, or they show up and the job isn't ready for them and they leave. Both situations cost you. The schedule should include building department inspections because you literally cannot proceed past certain points in construction without a city or county inspection sign-off. Miss that window and the schedule slips. It should include any third-party inspections required by your project. And it should include progress payment milestones because when your payment schedule is tied directly to the construction schedule, you've created a real accountability mechanism for both of you. All right, so that's a real quick synopsis of what a schedule really is about. It's often that when you are looking at a construction schedule, if you haven't ever seen a Gantt chart before, it lists all of the tasks and organized grouped into certain stages of construction, the individual tasks: install plumbing, install electrical, rough in electrical, set cabinets, measure for the countertops, and then a lag time to install the countertops. A construction schedule takes every single task that has to be done in a project from the day you begin demolition or site work all the way through to the final touches on the paint and putting the doorknobs on. And a professional expert general contractor will prepare a construction schedule. Then they will insert above, in my case, what I do is I insert a whole list of tasks above the start date of all of the special materials that need to be procured, ordered, and then I link those to the day I want them on site. And that tells me the day that I need to order them, with including the lead time that I've learned from my suppliers and sometimes my subcontractors. But here's something really important. A construction schedule should exist before you sign a contract with your GC, not after, before. And let me give you 4 reasons why. First, if a schedule exists before you sign, you know the project has been thought out in detail. Your GC has mentally built your project before agreeing to physically build it. That is a meaningful demonstration of expertise. Second, the schedule shows when your contractor will expect progress payments. No surprises on the financial side. Third, a well-written schedule will tell you when specific materials need to be ordered, which gives you time to make those decisions without panic. And fourth, and this is the big one, the schedule exposes the completion date. Everybody wants to know when their project will be done. If you don't have a schedule and you're being told a date, I would just totally disregard it. Because if there's no schedule backing that date, yeah, we could finish in 4 months. If there's no schedule backing that date, that statement is worthless. A GC who can hand you a realistic schedule before you sign has earned a significant amount of credibility. And so here's the flip side. A GC who shrugs when you ask for a schedule and says, "We'll figure it out as we go," that's a really big red flag. Not a yellow one, a red one. So here's what you ask. Do you use professional scheduling software to manage your projects? And can you walk me through how a schedule would be developed for my project? A qualified GC will answer that confidently. They should be able to demonstrate a systematic approach, not just describe one. Ask to see a sample. Ask how they track against it. Their answers will tell you everything. Now, here's a little secret. When you ask to see a project schedule from a general contractor, ask to see a schedule of one that is currently under construction. Ask to see one that has recently been completed. Ask to see one that's getting ready to start. This is a way for you to evaluate if the schedule is really being developed and if it's really being updated. Now, there's another aspect of scheduling that I want to be kind of honest about, because this is central to everything I teach. The construction schedule doesn't just put obligations on the GC. It puts obligations on you as the client, as the homeowner. When your project has a proper schedule, it's going to surface all of those decisions you haven't made yet. The tile, the light fixtures, the plumbing fixtures, the appliances, the countertop material. These things all have lead times, and your GC is counting on you to make those things by specific dates so that materials can be ordered and arrive before the trade shows up. That goes back to the design process again. This is why it's so imperative that these items be addressed before you break ground. And if you have a few stragglers, then those little decisions need to be micromanaged so that you do not hold up the project, so your design team does not hold up the project. And those can be linked directly into the project schedule so that the general contractor can go to you and say, the tile guy is going to be here in 3 weeks. I'm missing some tile specifications for the kitchen backsplash. What's going on? As opposed to calling you that Monday morning saying, where is the tile? So if you defer those decisions and the materials aren't there when the trade arrives, the delays, really, they belong to you, not the contractor. I say this not really to add pressure, but to set you up for success. An awakened homeowner comes to this process prepared. You've done your discovery work. You know what you want. And when your schedule says the tile order needs to be placed by a certain date, you're ready. That's how a project stays on track. And when you're working with your design professionals, your architect, your interior designers, and we'll have episodes, have had episodes, and we'll have more episodes dedicated to this, but you're going to want to ask questions like, how do you help me know and manage and make all the decisions that will empower my contractor to stay on schedule, to stay on budget, to do a really good job? Because I don't want to be the one that causes problems. So this is actually a perfect segue to something I want to mention briefly. And I'm just going to mention it briefly because I'm still in development, but I'm building an application called BuildQuest, and you can kind of take a preview of what I'm up to at buildquest.co. And I even have an assistant built into this system that's going to help you work with a lot of the discovery processes and getting your decisions made, your preferences documented, your project vision locked in before the contractor or even your designer is ever in the room. That's what my partner Quinn does, built into the software. And there's going to be more in that as we develop it further. All right, so let's bring this one home. Today, we've covered the first two pillars of what makes a general contractor great: expertise and the important distinction between someone who has done a lot and someone who has truly learned from it and applied it. The management analogy holds. Your GC doesn't have to know how to do everything, but they absolutely have to be able to hold the right people accountable for doing it right, including you. Project management, the full battle plan that a great GC executes every single day. 13 fundamentals of residential construction project management, with communication being the one I really highlighted above the most, which is the most underrated and the most revealing. Communication's hard, especially confrontational communication. And the construction schedule. The single most telling thing that you can ask a general contractor candidate about: critical path, material procurement, subcontractor deployment, inspections, progress payments, all of it connected into one document that should exist before you ever sign a contract. And as I promised at the top, we're not done. The third pillar, team building, is coming. The people your GC surround themselves with, the employees they rely on, the subcontractor relationships they've built, the supplier network they've cultivated, that's a whole topic, and it's one that directly impacts the quality of your project and experience. So stay with us for that upcoming episode. Don't forget, you know, the Awakened Homeowner book is out there, and I talk about all of this stuff in The World of Construction, Part 3, and the options for hiring your team in Part 4. We just covered a couple sections of the book in this podcast episode. That's the idea, is to elaborate on the book content. Otherwise, the book would be way too much to read and go through. And if you're just thinking about a project, and I know a lot of people are, that book is, you know, 0.0001% of the process of your project, or maybe even less, to have by your side as you're starting to think about your project can be a great asset and save you probably tens of thousands of dollars by a book that's $8 or digital or $20 print. But as always, if this episode was valuable to you, please share it with someone who's planning a build or a remodel. These are the people who need this information the most before they sign anything, before they hire anyone. And if you're so inclined, leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify genuinely helps other homeowners actually find this show when they're looking for guidance. So I'm Bill Reed. I'm your home building coach. And remember, my mission is to enlighten, empower, and protect you. Let's make it happen. Thanks for tuning into The Awakened Homeowner. Remember, you've got the power to take control of your project from day one. If you're ready to dive deeper, grab the Awakened Homeowner book on Amazon. It's your roadmap to success. Join our community at theawakenedhomeowner.com and download our free story, The Tale of Two Homeowners. And here's something exciting. I'm developing an app called BuildQuest that's going to revolutionize how you plan and manage your project. Visit buildquest.co to become a founding member and test drive the app when it launches. Follow us on social media and hit that subscribe button. All the links are in the show notes and bio. Got questions? I'd love to hear from you. This is Bill Reed. You got this.